Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome on into our special edition of WWL Sports Talk at the Rouses Market on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma. Shop, rent, save at Rouses, the official supermarket of the Saints. Want to remind everybody, too, Louisiana sweet potatoes, just 23 cents a pound. Save 76 cents per pound right now. Guys, we're getting into our segment of the show, Pick Six, baby. Finding out how we did last week and then making our selections for this Thanksgiving weekend of games. Charlie?
Well, I think Charlie set me up. When he made me do that pick, I thought he set you up. No, I thought Brock Purdy was still playing.
Brock Purdy wasn't playing until Friday.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. I had to pick before, and I go, Charlie, I can tell you. Well, when I saw Brock Purdy was playing, I go,
forget about it.
Ain't no way they're going to be done.
Okay, how is that Charlie's fault?
That's because true. You said we got to pick the game, because we picked it away on Wednesday.
I mean, then he played on Friday.
Yeah, I was like, okay. No, we picked it too early. And I was like, damn, Brock, I should get a mulligan on that one.
A mulligan?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, come on.
Oh, well, I got to get a mulligan on Ohio State then. Ooh. In Indiana.
I'm not giving any of y'all anything on Ohio State. I picked Indiana in a point.
That's a lot of points.
Okay, Charlie was the only one who got it right.
Charlie's a genius.
Bobby, I'll give you a mulligan on the 49ers game because the line jumps so heavily. And that's the only reason. Like, with Brock Purdy out, I think the closing line was like -6.5. And when we picked it, it was like Green Bay -2.5. So it was a gigantic jump. So I'll give you a mulligan on it. I'm not against doing that. In our updated standings, guys, looking back at last week, I went 5-1. Steve, you also went 5-1. The difference there, the Ohio State-Indiana game, but you also had the Ravens. You were the only one that picked the Ravens out of all of us, -3 against the Chargers in L.A. last night. So congrats, Steve. We both went 5-1 this past week. Mike, the only game we had different was that Indiana-Ohio State game, so you went 4-2. And then Bobby, you know, I'll give you the mulligan. You went 3-3. So looking at our updated standings, I'm 39-33. Mike, you're 37-35. Both above 500. Steve, you're at 36-36. And Bobby, I'm giving you that mulligan, so you're now at 32-40 instead of 31-41. So, looking ahead, we got rivalry week this upcoming weekend, guys. I picked two really, really great games in college football, and then, you know, we have to pick kind of LSU in there as well. So, we'll get to that later on. But first and foremost, we got a game that has maybe some potential playoff implications here. Number 16, South Carolina at number 12, Clemson. The Clemson Tigers open as 2.5-point favorites at home over their in-state rival.
I'm going to SEC. I guess I'm SEC biased. I like South Carolina's defense. You know, I don't know. I'm just going with South Carolina because they in the SEC and Clemson's not. That's my rationale.
They're hot. I mean, they're hot now. I think it's a good pick. I'm picking them as well. I love their defensive line. Clemson has been playing well, but I'm just going with South Carolina here. I think that they're making a push.
Clemson.
Okay. Mikey D's going to be the only one because I'm going South Carolina too. So interesting. Mikey going with the Tigers.
Whoosh.
I'm going with the Fighting Cocks. I love it. I think I had the best mascot. The Gamecocks. Don't you love it when South Carolina, they play good? They have that rooster. I mean, that's unbelievable when they play in the stadium. I mean, it's not the whole 100,000, but I think it's like 80,000 plus.
And they blast that thing over the loudspeakers,
and then what they do, the Sandman, the song, and the crowd goes crazy. No, but never winning anything, South Carolina Gamecock fans, they surely support their team.
Yeah, they do.
Moving on, guys, we got the best ticket in the Lone Star State. Number 3, Texas, 5.5-point favorites at number 20, Texas A&M.
Well, I would say I'm going with the SEC team, but they're both in the SEC now with Texas. I don't know. I'm going to go with the Aggies because I want to stir the pot to make a lot more controversy. And how many points I'm getting, Charlie?
5.5.
Okay, I'm going to take the 5.5.
I'm like A-Bear. Give me that 5.5. Give me the Aggies. And I don't think they win, but they keep it close.
Yeah, right. To me, gentlemen, too, getting 5.5 at home in this matchup, I'm too – can't stay away from the Aggies on this. Give me A&M at home.
Oh, wow. Clean sweep, guys? Like, after what happened in Auburn this past weekend, I think if you look at, like, what Coach Elko was saying about, you know, he kind of misstepped in one of his press conferences last week that they were preparing for Texas instead of Auburn. And it kind of, you know, he overlooked Auburn and it bit him in the ass. But now you're looking at this Texas matchup. I'm in agreement with you guys. I think it's too many points. There's some kind of question marks about Quinn Ewers in this game as well, if he's going to be playing. So give me A&M plus 5.5. And we're moving on. The final game of college football week 14. It's not really a rivalry game. It's the first time these teams have ever matched up in Tiger Stadium. Oklahoma at LSU. Same number here, guys. LSU minus 5.5.
I don't know. Oklahoma's not very good. I think if LSU's still training in the right direction, it should beat them by a touchdown, if not more. Oklahoma's a 500 team. I don't care if they just crushed Alabama. But I don't know. They got a running quarterback, and I might be a little worried about that. But I think the first time Oklahoma come in the Baton Rouge, I still think LSU's going to cover and go into the bowl season on a high note. Not the playoffs. But the bowl season.
Man, Oklahoma is so schizophrenic, and you hate to pick that. I'm going with LSU.
Yeah, as bad as LSU's been to me this year on our picks, I'm sticking with the Tigers to give me LSU at home against Oklahoma for sure.
And before you go, Charlie, Olio, to me, that's the most shocking upset of the college football season, how Oklahoma beat Alabama. I don't know. Name me another game. I thought it was a misprint. They go, no, wait. Maybe Alabama won.
The Vanderbilt, beating Alabama.
But the game was close. This was not even – Mike, 24-3, I go, what? There's no way. That's not the right score. And it was like, well, the game wasn't even close. Embarrassing.
The one thing with Alabama, they got jobbed on that Ryan Williams catch. The referee, that was a bad call on his part.
Yeah.
But still, it wouldn't have changed the outcome of the game.
Yeah. What you got, Charlie?
I agree with you guys. I'm going LSU minus 5.5. I just don't like Oklahoma's offense at all. I agree as well, Bobby. That score line, as soon as I saw it was like getting out of hand, it made no sense to me that Alabama's offense with Jalen Milroe, and we've seen what he can do, you know, in all these big college football games. 3 points against this OU defense and Brent Venables. But I'm still going with LSU minus 5.5 at home to close out the season. They end the season on a high note. NFL Week 13, guys. We got the Chargers at the Falcons. L.A. and Jim Harbaugh, 1.5-point favorites in Atlanta.
So what are we going to get to Atlanta now?
Chargers, Falcons.
Chargers, Falcons.
We need the Falcons to lose. I'm going with the Chargers. What was the spread?
2.5.
1.5.
Sorry.
I'm getting the Chargers at 1.5. I'm taking the Chargers.
Give me the Chargers. They bounce back, and boy, they can run the football. Can Atlanta stop the run?
Wait a minute. It's not that big of a deal, obviously, with 1.5, but it's Chargers getting or giving it to 1.5, Charlie.
They're getting 1.5. It's -1.5.
So you got 1.5. So if it's 24-23, you'd win if you take the Chargers.
I'm still running with Mr. Harbaugh and the Chargers here. Give me them against the Falcons. Haven't been impressed with this Falcons squad.
We just want them to lose.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that they can consider their tailspin at the end of the season right now. Right, exactly. So give me the Chargers.
Clean sweep here, guys. The Falcons looked horrible in that game against Denver a couple weeks back. So L.A., you know, they bounce back from that loss to the Ravens. They pick up a win. They stay in that AFC playoff picture, -1.5 in Atlanta. Up next, guys, we got the Saints hosting the Rams. The Rams get 3 points in the Superdome.
Give me the Rams. The Saints got to prove to me that they can put pressure on Stafford and cover their receivers. I'm going to go with the Rams.
No, and the Rams are favorite, Mike? And the
3-point favorites.
Yeah. 3-point favorite.
Well, the Saints might not win, but they're going to cover. I'm just taking that route. I don't know. I think it's going to be a close game, field goal type game. But I'm going to take the Saints and the points.
You know, the Rams have been an up and down team too this year, so I'm going to take the Saints at home getting points. I'm believing in the Riz right now with this black and gold bunch.
Yeah, but the Riz don't have to cover nobody.
The Riz don't play cornerback.
I hear you, but we're getting points in this matchup at home.
I'm just hoping the Saints win. I don't care what the points win. They just got to win.
And the Riz, he don't rush the quarterback.
Yeah, guys, the Saints got to win.
Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp have each dealt with injuries at times this year, but if you look at their stats, number 6 and number 8 in the NFL, respectively, in yards per game, and I just don't like the matchup. Give me the Rams -3 here. I think, you know, maybe the Saints can cover it, and this might be a push. Like, we might be talking about a field goal type of game, you know, whether that be 27-24 or something like that. But I'll take the Rams, and I'll take -3 points here. And wrapping things up, we got one of the best games of the week and a team that continues to burn me. So I don't know why I keep putting them on the schedule, because every time I pick against them or for them, it always doesn't work out in my favor. The Ravens are getting 3 points at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. And we were just talking with Mark Schlereth and, you know, the battle of these great running backs. Derrick Henry versus Saquon Barkley, guys. It should be a fun one.
Well, to me, the Eagles have been consistently rising. Jalen Hurts is playing a whole lot better than when he played the Saints. And the thing is, the Ravens can be up and down. That was a big nationwide win going way to the West Coast against the Chargers. Give me the Eagles, because I'm telling you, the Ravens have lost games. Who they lost to? I was like, what? They lost to the
Raiders.
The Raiders, and I'm like, that's
the
why
Browns.
The Ravens.
The Browns. The
Browns,
right.
Yes. So all of a sudden, you look at a team like the Ravens, they could, you know, it'd be like, you know, the Dolphins are another team I look at. They beat all the weak teams, and then they lose to the teams that are really relevant. Well, the Ravens are one of those that you might think they're going to bounce back because the Eagles are relevant right now. So that I'm kind of torn right now, but I just think the Eagles are hot. I just like the way they're playing on the line of scrimmage.
Tough game for sure.
I like them because I think they can win the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And tell me how many carries Derrick Henry had, and then we'll figure it out. But I'm going Eagles.
Well, you got to give him at least 20 carries.
But sometimes they don't.
Monken, if you don't give him 20, they give him 20 carries. The Ravens always win.
I'm being the pessimistic Eagles fan. Give me the Baltimore Ravens at
what?
Home. I know. I'm just not a believer still in this Eagles squad.
Hey,
even though they've been rolling right now, there's just something janky with them.
Steve's trying to do some reverse psychology. I'm telling you, deep down, he's
putting.
I'm taking Ravens.
He's taking fly, Eagles fly.
I'm pulling for him. I just don't think they're going to win.
Well, Charlie, where are you going?
This is the toughest one of the week, guys. I'm going with the Eagles here, and that means that the Ravens are going to win, so Steve's going to get a win. This is tough. I mean, the Ravens' pass defense has been horrific, but their run defense is among the best in the NFL. And so that's what kind of gives me pause here. It's like, yes, the Eagles, you know, they've been beating the crap out of teams in the line of scrimmage, but I don't know, man. The Ravens are tough. And so I'll go with the Eagles just because it feels like they've been playing the best football of any team in the NFC outside of Detroit. But it's a toss-up game. Plus 3 points, that's basically the only reason I'm going with it.
Here's my deal with the Ravens. They ain't played that Eagles offensive line and Saquon Barkley yet.
No, I agree.
That's
look
true.
At that.
That's
it true. Ain't played that cat
and,
yet.
And Charlie, I got a quick triple option because it's going to be irrelevant after today. Because, you know, I look at today in history. You know how old the NFL is? Y'all, we look at like, well, look at well over 100 years old. Well, you know today's birthday? The NHL, National Hockey League, was founded in Montreal. They were the National Hockey Association, became the NHL, National Hockey League, in 1917. So, Mike, what was the NFL, like 22?
Yeah.
So they're basically 5 years older than the NFL, National Football League, that being the NHL. And you look at that, great sports heroes, the first kicker in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, we all acknowledge Martin Anderson, the great Dane from the Saints. Jan Stenerud is 82 today. He's the old Kansas City Chiefs kicker.
He did not play college football. He was a skier.
Whoa, think about that. Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker with the Chiefs, first one. And he was the skier, like Mike said.
Oh, that's
Mike, where is he from? Is he from Sweden or
yes.
something?
Yes. So Coach Stram told me this when he was alive. He worked with us here, and he was like, we had a scout tell us, man, you ought to see this athlete. And we think he can kick. And so they brought him into camp. Hank was like, wait a minute. How many times have you kicked the ball? He said, none.
Well, and none. And think about that. No, just everybody played soccer like when they grow up.
But Tony Fritsch was like that too.
Yeah, Tony Fritsch.
He was the exact same guy.
I have a couple of other connections here. Football Hall of Famer Art Shell. You heard of that name, right? Art Shell. He's 78 years old today. Art Shell, I thought I'd be playing for Art Shell when I held out in 1990, but Finks would not trade me to the Raiders. And Art Shell had many conversations with Art Shell. By being the quarterback for the Raiders in 1990.
Cajun Cannon in silver and black.
No, and they went to Los Angeles.
Like that.
They were the Los Angeles
Raiders
then.
Back then.
Yeah, it's Art Shell, and so he's turned 78 today.
Whoa. Then think about when we grew up watching, and everybody said, oh, they ran left because Kenny Stabler was a left-handed quarterback. You know why they ran left? Gene Upshaw, Art Shell. Both guys in pro football. No, Kenny's in there too, but both of those, the left side,
yeah,
all in the Hall of Fame.
And the last but not least, Reese, football Hall of Famer, now a little closer to our age. He was the one, you know, you remember like Lawrence Taylor and the Giants, Harry Carson.
Oh yeah.
Harry Carson is 71 years of age. You know, you talk about the linebackers and Gary Reese in Northwest Louisiana. So you look at Lawrence Taylor and all that. Harry Carson's one. Then you know, remember Carl Banks with Michigan State. Harry Carson didn't get enough recognition. He's almost like the Von Johnson of the Dometro with Von Johnson of the Giants. That being Harry Carson with those Giants defenses.
I was going to say he's a bigger version of Sam because
He was the quarterback of the linebackers.
He said, I ran nine guys in me.
Yeah.
And then LT, he did what he wanted.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Yeah, that's a true statement.